Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Junk science and loaded language notwithstanding, is there any difference between Todd Akin's position on abortion and vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan's? Also, Al Roker and the ridiculous. Let's get started. Keeping them honest on Congressman Todd Akin's shifting statements on who's trying to get him to abandon his Senate run, which frankly don't really stand up any better than his factually challenged claim that it's rare for rape, or as he put it, legitimate rape, to result in pregnancy. We're also looking tonight at how, boneheaded pseudoscience notwithstanding, there's very little difference, policy difference, between Congressman Akin and Vice Presidential pick Paul Ryan, or many Republicans who oppose all abortions for that matter. Now, I should point out, we are not taking a position on abortion here. That's not our job. We're only pointing out that some Republicans, notably Congressman Ryan, now seem to be distancing themselves from positions they once vocally supported because Congressman Akin's tone, Akin's language, in support of similar or even identical positions on the very same subject have turned out to be politically so toxic. Republican Mary Madeline and Cornell Belcher debate the notion shortly. But first, though Congressman Akin's evolving list of people he says are out to get him. Now, last night, he sent out a series of tweets. He said, and I quote, "I apologize, but the liberal media is trying to make me drop out." He included, of course, a plea for donations. Then he tweeted, quote, "We can't be intimidated by the liberal elite. I will continue standing for life. Will you?" And a short time later, quote, "RT this, if return this, if you won't, or retweet this, if you won't let the liberal elite push you around." So a lot of liberal media, liberal elites language. Now, when he was tweeting, we'd already heard from such esteemed members of the liberal elite as the Conservative National Review, string of Republican lawmakers, Governor Mitt Romney, as well as Paul Ryan. Take a look.
He should have dropped out of the race.
I think he should step aside.
I would have liked to have seen him move aside.
If he looks at the bigger picture, he will do what's best and he'll step aside.
He unfortunately doesn't recognize yet that he's dealt a mortal blow to his candidacy.
I'm hoping that he will give great attention to this issue today and will make a decision which is in the best interest of the values he has for the future of the country and for the country itself.
All right, not exactly the liberal elite there, not the liberal elite at all. So this morning, Mr. Akin was pointing fingers elsewhere.
"I knew that the party voters took a look at our hearts, understood who we were, had a chance to meet us in many, many different ways, and made a decision. And it makes me uncomfortable to think that the party bosses are going to dictate who runs."
Okay, so now it's party bosses. But keeping them honest, the list of people urging Congressman Akin to bow out now runs the gamut, left to right, top to bottom. That's because his notion, which he now disavows, by the way, that rape rarely leads to pregnancy, is flat wrong, medically speaking, and for Republicans, politically damaging. But the reality is his position on abortion is in line with many in the conservative mainstream. Now, you can agree or disagree with that anti-abortion position. You can disavow or reaffirm it. But keep in mind, as Paul Ryan today seemed to be trying to have it both ways, trying to maintain his anti-abortion credentials without the harsh Todd Akin baggage, I should say. Here he is talking about an amendment to an abortion bill last year, which he and Congressman Akin co-sponsored.
"You sponsored legislation that has the language forcible rape. What is forcible rape?"
"Rape
as opposed
is rape. It's rape is rape, period. End of story."
So that forcible rape language meant nothing to you at the time?
"Rape is rape. And there's no splitting hairs over rape."
So he seemed unwilling to talk about what he meant by forcible rape, which was on this bill just last year. Congressman Ryan, we should mention, also said he's campaigning on the more moderate Romney position on abortion, not his own. And although he has voted for legislation which includes exemptions for rape, incest, and the mother's health, his own agenda actually squares more closely with draft language of this year's Republican Party platform, which favors a constitutional ban on abortion except to save a woman's life. In addition, Congressman Ryan is also on record in favor of criminalizing abortion. Now, here's what the local paper wrote when he was first running. Quote, "Ryan, a 28-year-old first-time candidate, said he has consistently opposed legal abortion and makes only one exception, cases in which a doctor deems an abortion necessary to save the mother's life." The article continues, quote, "Ryan said he's never specifically advocated jailing women who have abortions or doctors who perform them, but added, if it's illegal, it's illegal." Earlier, I spoke with Cornell Belcher and Mary Madeline. He's a Democratic, Cornell Belcher is a Democratic strategist and Obama 2012 pollster. She, of course, is a GOP strategist.